Our next guest is the voice of the Indianapolis Colts. He's been doing it a while, and he's one of the best in the business. Bob Lamy joins us. And, Bob, you got to feel pretty good. The Colts coming into Oakland after that win against the Vikings, 34-6. What worked so well for the Colts in that victory?
Well, I think the thing that worked the best for us was getting off to a good start. When we've done that this year, we've usually won games. When we come out of the gate and not doing what we're supposed to and trying to play from behind, we haven't been very successful. But last week, we got a couple of breaks in the first quarter, worked our favor, and jumped off to a 10-0 lead. And, you know, it was easier from that point. Nothing in this league is easy, but it was a little easier after that early start.
Bob, with all the injuries that have surrounded the organization for the past couple of years, where do the Colts stand coming into this game, health overall?
Well, we're in good health, if you don't count all the guys we've got on IR. Everybody this week, it looks like we might get Dante Moncrief back. That's not a definite yet, but it looks that way. The two offensive linemen, Wrights and Good, are trending in the right direction. And, you know, we lost one guy with a shoulder injury last week, Chris Carter. He has not practiced so far this week, but everybody else looks to be ready to go.
Bob Lamy's our guest. He is the voice of the Indianapolis Colts. You've had the pleasure of calling all those Peyton Manning games, now Andrew Luck. What a pleasure it must be for you when Andrew Luck is playing at his best overall and now connecting with T.Y. Hilton. Talk about the chemistry of those two and what the Raiders should be concerned about, especially the speed of T.Y. Hilton deep downfield.
Well, I think it's us that are concerned about Oakland, to be honest with you. The Raiders are playing great football, and, you know, we're struggling at the 500 mark. But the Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton thing is they both came into the league at the same time. We had a fellow by the name of Reggie Wayne here, and T.Y. followed him everywhere he went, and Reggie taught well, and T.Y. is a very good learner. And he and Andrew have just been on the same page since they got here, and it pays off. Yeah, T.Y.'s got great speed, but he's also a guy that is not, you know, afraid to go over the middle and make a catch. He's made so many big catches for us, third down catches in the end zone, things like that, are amazing. He reminds me a little bit at this stage of his career of Marvin Harrison. He's not the biggest guy in the world, so he can avoid hits whenever he can, but he's not afraid to go in there, and if it's a big catch, make it. And his work ethic is unbelievable. And the folks out there at Stanford know what Andrew's work ethic is. And, you know, I think it's going to be good for him to get back home and see some people and also play a game on Saturday. But Andrew Luck is phenomenal. And I think you're seeing in Derek Carr right now a lot of Andrew Luck.
How good has Frank Gore been, in your opinion, with his age? The Bay Area is familiar with him. The year he's having, he's a little over 100 yards away from another 1,000-yard a year. He's a workhorse. Is he getting outside the way he used to in the past, or is he just pounding it in between the tackles?
The answer to that question is yes. He's pounding it inside, and he's also been able to get outside. He's also, you know, been very good on a couple of swing passes to him that, you know, when he turns the jets on, there are very few people that can catch him. And if you catch him, he'll run over you. So, and I think where Frank has been the biggest asset to us has been in the locker room. He really, really gets with the young offensive linemen. That's what we've got, a young offensive line. And talks to them and watches them. He's the first running back, and we've seen some great ones through here. Eric Dickerson, Joe Adai, Edgerrin James, a lot of big names have come through. He's the first one I've seen that started way back in training camp. He'll stand behind the offensive line and get to know how each guy blocks, where he likes to make a hole for Frank. And so Frank is very aware of what the offensive line can do. I like the kid a lot, and he's a kid to me because I'm a lot older than he is. But Frank has been just a real big asset to this team.
The legendary voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, joins us. Bob, you mentioned the young offensive line. How good can they be? Because obviously Mr. Irsay and the entire organization wants to build a powerful offensive line to protect Andrew Luck long term. Do you believe these are the right young players? Because they are inexperienced, but what's their ceiling? What's their upside?
Their upside is very, very good. Anthony Costanzo, our left tackle, is the elder statesman, if you will, in that group. And Anthony still has a lot of good years in front of him. Jack Muhort's on IR right now. He was our starting left guard, and Jack's just fresh out of Ohio State. Ryan Kelly was with Alabama a year ago. Denzel Good has been in and out of the lineup with a concussion protocol, but he looks like he's going to be around for a while. Joe Haig from North Dakota State has been a godsend for this team. He's played right guard, left guard, right tackle. He's a guy who can play everywhere and plays it well. And the newcomer, if you will, is our fourth-round draft choice, LaRaven Clark, who got the baptism of fire in Minnesota last week and played very, very well. And he is extremely aware of the fact that the edge rushers in Oakland are different, faster, quicker, and he's got his work cut out for him this week. He knows that. But I think these guys are all young. They want to play. They like the game of football. And that's, if you get that instilled in some of these kids, it's going to make a lot of difference in years to come.
Bob, finally, I have the utmost respect for Chuck Pagano, Chuck Strong, a battler, a guy who fought off so far a really difficult disease, got his contract extension, but people wonder if he's always on the hot seat. What is Chuck Pagano coaching for right now? Is his job in jeopardy? Do you think it's safe? And obviously, this is a must-win game for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, it is a must-win for us. And Chuck... I'm not sure how to put this exactly. Chuck Pagano is Chuck Pagano day in and day out. He doesn't worry on the outside about what this person is saying, what this person is writing, what somebody is thinking. He's only concerned about the next game. Every single one of us makes mistakes. And you know, players are not absent from that, nor are coaches. I don't think Chuck's in trouble. I really do not. I mean, this has, again, been a year where we have been filled with injuries. We lost two games to Houston. In my mind, we shouldn't have lost either one of them, but we did. And so that's it. I mean, that's where we are. We're behind the eight ball right now. But when you look at what we've lost all year long in injuries, guys who get healthy after being out 3 or 4 weeks and they get hurt right away, again, you know, the coach is always the one that feels the strain. But I think there's so much upside on this team right now that, especially if we could somehow manage to beat Oakland on Saturday, it would be very difficult, I think, to make a change.
Thank you, Bob. Pleasure. I'll see you there on Saturday on the sideline in the press box. We greatly appreciate your time.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks an awful lot. And, hey, thanks for the weather. It was 40 below in wind chill in Minnesota, and it's going to be a little warmer than that on Saturday, I hear.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Lamy, the voice of the Indianapolis Colts.